Jabba's palace, Tatooine.
Jabba didn't have to feign contemptuous anger to cover his fears for Rata this time. He was enraged. He rounded on TC-70.
Clear the chamber!
He looked around at the cowering dancers and the Nikto guards who didn't seem sure if the command applied to them.
Get out! Leave us!
The throne chamber emptied as if on fire.
Someone will pay for this. Who is even capable of slaughtering my employees like nerfs?
The heads of the bounty hunters he'd sent to Teth had been returned to him in a neat, anonymous, flimsoplast-lined crate. Nothing else, just the heads. He stared at it, furious. This was all that remained of the finest bounty hunters Creds could hire. These were tough operators, exceptionally hard to evade, let alone capture and kill. Jabba tried hard to think of any assassins who might be tougher, and who they might work for. He came up blank. He knew every being who wielded power, both sides of the law, and there was nobody he could imagine who would or could do this. It was bad enough to find he had so underestimated an unseen enemy that his own son could be kidnapped. Having his top bounty hunters sent back in butchered pieces was beyond an insult. It rocked his world.
The Jedi is here, Lord Jabba. He seems most anxious.
And so he should be. It'll be his head if he doesn't get results fast.
Jabba let his anger escape in a rumbling hiss and settled back on his dais into as dignified a pose as he could manage.
Show the Jedi in.
Jabba treated Jedi with caution. The mystic side of them made him wary because he could never get the measure of their physical limits. But they were, for the most part, humans or similar bipedal species, and they could be killed, Jedi or not. They were not immortal, and any living being had something that it needed and would trade advantages to obtain. Jabba would do whatever it took to get Rata back unharmed. After that, if he needed to exact revenge, and he would reconsider his position. He'd been maneuvered. He didn't care much for that. Obi-Wan Kenobi was a general in their army, a bearded human with unkempt hair and loose robes. He walked in, stood before the dais, and bowed.
Mighty Jabba, I'm come personally to report on our efforts to find your son.
He seemed to speak Huttese fluently. That was unusual for someone who moved in the more genteel circles of the Republic's power elite.
We know where he is, and we've sent one of our most powerful Jedi to rescue him.
Jabba gestured to TC-70. He indicated the crate of decapitated heads. TC-70, who knew the drill by now and the impression that needed making, tipped the crate over, spilling the heads on the tiles. Most of them rolled out. One hit the floor with an odd crack, like porcelain breaking.
That is what befell the last experts who were looking for my son.
Kenobi studied the severed heads impassively, then raised one eyebrow. He didn't seem shockable. Maybe he was just a good actor, but either way, he must have understood the stakes.
I think our man will be harder to separate from his head, Kenobi said at last. We won't let you down.
You'll find Rata and return him to me. And there's an extra condition if the Republic wants free passage through my space lanes. Bring me the scum who kidnapped my son.
Kenobi didn't blink.
Dead or alive, Lord Jabba?
Either. But alive would give me greater satisfaction, for reasons I probably don't need to explain to you.
I understand, Lord Jabba.
See that you do.
Jabba paused, knowing that timing was everything when making a point to humans.
Because if you can't do the job, than Count Dooku and his droid army will."
He had to hand it to the Jedi. The man didn't grovel or flatter, like Palpatine. He seemed to stop and calculate instead. "We'll do it," Kenobi said.
"You have one planetary rotation to finish the job."
Jabba gestured to TC-70 to collect the heads.
"A Tatooine rotation."
"It will be done, Lord Jabba. Now, in anticipation of that, may we discuss terms?"
Kenobi was nothing if not cool. He managed to be respectful without showing fear. Normally, Jabba would have treated that as showing insufficient deference, but he needed the Jedi's cooperation for the time being.
"We may,"